Eric Richter, E-R-I-C-R-I-C-H-T-E-R. Number is W11893. Date is 1/12/13. Adjudicator is Mary Ann B. Section is G. Location is Princeton. This is a 46-year-old. Right-handed Caucasian male who is alleging disability due to knee replacement and arthritis. Reviewed form 3368. Outpatient notes, post-op notes, x-ray of the right knee, status post knee prosthesis placement. A claimant has a history of a knee injury. In December 2010, he had a work injury and he had arthroscopic surgery of his knee in May 2011. Second scope in December 2011 without any improvement. In 2012, he decided that he needed total knee replacement. He had total knee replacement in November 2012 of the right knee. Now he has pains in his left knee from compensating for the right knee. He had steroid shots in his left knee so far. Pain in his right knee is about a 6 out of 10, sometimes goes up to a 10 out of 10. Recently had a fusion in the right knee and had it drained and tested for infection. Pain in the right knee is about a 4 out of 10. He can walk about half a block. He can stand about 20 minutes. He can sit about 30 minutes. He can sit in a car for slightly above 30 minutes. He's lifted to restricting not more than 40 pounds. Pain wakes him up from sleep. He's on hydrocodone for pain. He's able to do limited household activities, but mostly his wife does the work at home. He's on medical leave from work as a laborer slash foreman for structural. He has 11 grade education. Medications include lisinopril, simvastatin, Celebrex, and hydrocodone. Smokes a pack a day for 20 years. On exam, he's a large male. Height is 70, weight is 319, pulse is 80, respiration is 14, blood pressure is 122/84, visual acuity is 20/25 on the right and 20/20 on the left. Extremities. He has crepitations in both knees, left worse than right. Musculoskeletal. He walks in an antalgic gait, walking with a cane favoring his right knee. He had difficulty getting onto the table. Impression, osteoarthritis of both knees, status post total knee replacement of the right knee. 2. MCL injury. 3. Obesity.